How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So when it comes to creating content on social media, whether you be a business, a coach, a service provider, you name it, the chances are your primary go-to form of content is educational or how-to content. And that's obviously going to be a great way to prove your expertise and build your audience. So it's a primary form of content that you want to be creating. But the only issue with this type of content is that it doesn't actually sell. It doesn't actually want to make someone buy from you. Yes, it increases audience numbers, which is great because these are potential customers in the future. And yes, it proves your expertise, which is great because that helps nurture people. But it doesn't actually make people think, I want to buy from this person, or, oh, they've got a product or service, I need that product or service. Or that person has customers that have done XYZ, I want to achieve the same thing. So today, I want to talk through a few content formats that you should be creating if you actually want to make money and convert clients on social media. So without any further ado, let's dive straight into content type number one, and that is stories about results or testimonials. Now, these stories can be from a personal perspective, how you went from X to X, or how you've helped someone else achieve a certain transformation. Because when people see these transformation or results based content, they'll go, wow, okay, that person was in position X and now they're in position Y, and they're thinking, I'm that person that was in position X and I want to be that person who's in position Y. This person knows exactly how to do it because they've done it themselves, or they've helped another one of their students do exactly that. So they're going to look at this whole scenario and go, this person can help me achieve the same thing. I want to buy this product or whatever this person bought from them to achieve that transformation. And it builds trust and authority because you've now shown everybody this is something that you can do. You can help somebody achieve a certain result. And they may not have even known that, one, you had a product that could do this, or two, that you had the expertise to help other people to do this. But the more results you can build up, the more results you can show as a coach or a service provider, people are going to look at that and go, wow, this person has continued to help countless amounts of individuals achieve these results. I want them to help me do exactly the same thing. So testimonials or results-based content is one of the easiest ways to build authority and show people that you are incredible at what you do. Showcase that you have a product or service that helps people achieve these results, but in an indirect way of actually selling. And you can say at the end of this post, have a call to action, say, if you want to achieve the same results, or if you're in the same position that this person was once in, send me a DM and we'll see if we can help, or book a call, send them straight to your Calendly, you name it. It's going to help people want to buy from you because they now trust that you can help them achieve the same. So moving on to content type number two, and this is very different. And this is lifestyle-based content. And this may be in the form of a vlog on Reels or through your stories quite naturally. But your lifestyle sells. Some creators are incredibly good at doing this. People will look at you and they'll look at you and go, this person is in the position I want to be in. Not necessarily from a business standpoint, but the lifestyle that you actually have, that your business enables you to have. Because they're going to be thinking, wow, if this person can help me achieve the same thing, I'm going to be able to live a very similar lifestyle to what this person's doing. So if you're somebody that travels a lot because of their business, somebody that goes to lavish places as a result of their business allowing them to do so, if you're somebody that gets to spend a lot of time at home rather than in the office, or if you're someone that has really cool meetings or gets to meet really cool individuals, you name it, share this. Share your lifestyle, because people want to follow and learn from people who are in positions that they want to be in. Somebody's not going to want to learn from someone that has a lifestyle that they don't want to have. They're going to look at that and go, okay, why would I want to learn from this person? They live a life that I want nothing to do with. But if you show that you live a lifestyle that is fun, that is exciting, that is admirable, then people are obviously going to want to buy from you, because they want to achieve and be in the exact same position as you are, and they know that you can help them do that. So just get into the habit of documenting elements of your day, whether that just be on your stories, or if you want to go into more detail and create an actual reel or TikTok or post about it, because people are going to be incredibly interested and motivated by that content, and consequently want to buy from you as a result, because they want to achieve the same lifestyle. It's a more fun, more entertaining type of content as well, that you aren't necessarily selling in, but it makes people want to reach out to you to learn more indirectly as a result, because they want to achieve the same. So lifestyle content is a phenomenal way to prove to people that, hey, doing what I do is really fun. I can teach you how to do the same. Now, moving on to content type number 3, and this is sharing your honest opinions. If you're not upsetting anyone, you're doing it wrong. You're going to have haters. Not everybody is going to agree with you, but if you don't stay true to your core values and your core principles, then you're never going to build a community of people that actually want to buy from you. It's fine. Not everybody's going to want to buy from you, and you should accept that. But if you're good at what you do and you have strong principles that you truly believe in, other people will have those same principles. And those are the people that you care about. You care about the people that actually align with you, because these are the people that actually want to buy from you. If people don't align with you, you shouldn't be trying to please them, because these people are very unlikely to buy from you anyway. You want to focus on the people that do want to buy from you, because they're the ones that are going to buy from you. So if you stay true to your values, true to your principles, and share your honest opinions on certain things, what you truly believe in, you're far more likely to convert people than trying to please everyone. Because if you try to please everyone, you're probably going to please nobody, because when you try to please one group of people, you'll upset another. And when you try to again please that other group, you'll upset the other group, and it's just a vicious cycle. So just focus on the one thing you actually believe in. Focus on your honest opinions, and people will follow you and want to buy from you as a result of that. You'll build a really strong community of individuals that believe in your values, want to follow your values, want to follow your purpose. They want to achieve the same things you do and have the same feelings towards things as you, so they trust you. And that's why they buy from you. So those are the things that you need to be doing. If you are somebody who is currently struggling to sell, or don't know how to get your own clients or build a community of strong individuals that actually want to buy from you, I want you to book a call with one of my team members. There is a link in the top of the show notes below. It's a free strategy call. So book that in. We'll be able to uncover those pain points, why you aren't actually attracting the right followers, or why you aren't making the amount of money you want to be making on social media, particularly Instagram. And then we'll advise how we can help you actually achieve every single goal that you have, whether that be to quit your 9-to-5 or get that next high ticket client, or believe it or not, start that business in the first place. So the spots do fill up quickly. Head down to the top of the show notes, book in your call now, and we'll help you.